So this is Space Kate at the IAC 2012 in Naples, and I've been wandering around the exhibition hall, and I've had to stop by this stand because it's got the X-38 nose cap. Right, I'm grab this lady here. Can you actually introduce yourself?
I'm Simona Alguadic. I'm working for CIRA, the Italian Aerospace Research Center, and I'm here at the stand to explain what we do in Italy.
So the thing that's caught my eye here is it looks a little bit like the nose cone of a shuttle.
Yes, it looks like it's just a prototype of has been simulated in our tunnel. It was just simulation of the thermal protection system of the project you have mentioned before.
So this is the X-38, and that's like a small version of the shuttle.
Yes, it is. It was a NASA project. Now it was superseded by other project, but within this project we made simulation of the nose. And we have simulated in our plasma wind tunnel the conditions of the nose cap for the re-entry into the atmosphere.
But things get extremely hot when they're re-entering the atmosphere. How on earth do you test something like that without dropping something from outer space?
Without dropping, just in a chamber where we can simulate the same temperature, we can arrive up to 10,000 degrees. As temperature.
Wow, that's quite impressive. Where is this plasma tunnel?
The plasma wind tunnel is in CIRA. CIRA is the Italian Aerospace Research Center, and is located in Capua, in the south of Italy, 50 kilometers from Naples.
Now, I understand that the X-38, I don't think it ever flew. They've actually got them in museums in the United States. So what other kind of things would you use a plasma tunnel to test?
There are other re-entry vehicles for the future, that we fly in the future. And all the simulations for the thermal protection system are performed in our tunnels, because it's the only one in the world where it can be simulated such temperatures, such conditions.
And how big is this tunnel? I mean, if you're making temperatures that hot, it can't be too big, because it would just take too much energy to produce that effect, I imagine.
It's a very big one. All the systems are big enough to be located in Capua, because Capua is very big space where our center is located. It's about 160 hectare, the area in Capua where our laboratories and our facilities are. The test chamber is not so big, but it's big enough to simulate full-size models of the nose caps or the system, the thermal protection system that will fly in the future.
And do you just test the nose cap on a stand, or would you have a model of the full vehicle so you can see how the aerodynamics of the wind going over the rest of the vehicle?
You have the possibility to test the full size model or just a part of it, that you have to adapt to the test chamber every time.
Okay. And what's the biggest thing that you've put in the chamber, or that would fit into this chamber?
In the plasma wind tunnel, probably something similar to this prototype. But in other facilities that we have in CIRA, we have tested also helicopters, full scale helicopters and aircraft. For example, in the crash test facility, we used to perform full size models.
Wow! And do you have photographs of things of this online? Can we look them up? Is there a website? Is there a website for your agency?
Yes, this we are the Italian Aerospace Research Center. It's CIRA.it.
Great, I'm going to have a look. I'm going to see if I can see pictures of the helicopter in the tunnel, because that sounds really incredible.
You will find them.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.